Next Sunday evening, we're going to continue where we left off last Sunday, Lord willing, and look at the 13th chapter of Mark's Gospel. But I wanted to go back tonight and look at a passage that we've already looked at probably a year ago. And as I told Gwen, I'm doing this more for my benefit than yours. But I need to hear the truth that I find here. Not the same sermon I preached back then, but similar, I'm sure. But from the fourth chapter of Mark's Gospel, verses 35 through 41. The same day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." And when they sent away the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. And he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, a busy day had drawn to a close. Jesus had been teaching and was exhausted. He'd done what he could in that place and was ready to move to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. The multitudes were sent away, and Jesus and the disciples started across the sea. Jesus sat down to rest and was soon fast asleep. Then a great storm of wind arises, and the waves flood the boat so that the disciples are fearful for their lives. They awaken Jesus' words, "Master, don't you care that we perish?" Jesus arises, rebukes the wind and calms the sea with the words, "Peace, be still." And then he says to the disciples, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Well, we're all familiar with the story. It's a wonderful account of a miraculous event. But however, if we only take it in a literal sense, it holds little value for us. If it's something that happened once long ago and cannot happen again, wonderful as it is, it doesn't really mean much to us. But if we read this account in a symbolic sense and apply its truth to us, it's far more valuable. So let's look at it together. The first thing I would remind you and remind myself is that storms come into all of our lives, even when Jesus is with us. Storm comes into all of our lives, even when Jesus is with us. There are those who teach or at least leave the impression that if you're right with the Lord and living for Him, then you will be exempt from, excused from, guarded from the storms and trials and troubles that come to other people. It's just not going to happen to you. Most of us at one time or another express something of this belief, while we might at other times say we don't really believe it. Most all of us have asked the question, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me when I was only trying to serve God and do the best that I could? Why did it happen to that person? They were such a good person. It's just not fair. And with such words, we seem to imply that if we are truly living for God, that the storms that strike other people will pass us by. This kind of thinking was expressed in a letter that I read in the Birmingham News, written to Billy Graham years ago now. A woman wrote, she said, "Dear Dr. Graham, my daughter just called me with the shocking news that she has to have an emergency operation. I am numb with fear and heartbreak. Where did God go? He's always been so good to us, and now he's let this happen. It just doesn't seem fair that he has abandoned us. For years, he says, God's been so good to us. Where did he go? Why did he let this happen? Why has he abandoned us? But in reality, all people have storms in their lives. This truth is pointed up so vividly in the story that Jesus told, and you remember it from the close of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew's Gospel, 7th chapter, beginning verse 24. Jesus said, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who's built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. We forget sometimes, but we need to remember that the same winds blew on both houses, the same storms, the same rain, the same floods came upon both houses. Neither was exempt from the storms. The difference was in the foundation upon which they were built and the ability of one to stand the storms, while the other failed. So in our lives, storms, trials, troubles, difficulties will come. They will come if we are pagan. They will come if we are a devout Christian. They will come whether we are trusting totally in ourselves or totally in Jesus or in something else. Don't ever be surprised when testing and trials and difficulties come. They will come. They will come. But regardless of the storm, Jesus cares. In the fright that they had there on the sea, the disciples wondered if Jesus cared. If you'd asked them during the day when he was teaching them in parables, they would have been quick to affirm, yes, surely he cares. By every word he speaks, every deed he does, every prayer he utters, he shows he cares. But now the storms are dark and raging. There's great fear in the disciples, and they question whether they will survive or not. And now the calm assurance that was theirs in the sunshine is gone. So fear destroys faith, and they cry out, Master, don't you care? Don't you care that we're perishing? Now for you and me, the situation is likely to be very similar to this. We can easily sing Blessed Assurance. Oh, yes, he cares in the church, in the times of bright sunshine. But what happens when the storms descend upon us? Do we blame God? As this woman did writing Dr. Graham. Do we blame God and say, why is God doing this? Many people do it. They may go along for years and all kind of blessings there is good health and financial security and everything going their way. And they never stop to ask, why has God blessed me so? But the first trouble that comes, why did God do this to me? Do we doubt God's care? Do we doubt God's love? Do we doubt God's power or even doubt God's existence? After all, some would say, if God cares, if God is love, why did he let this happen? If he's love, then he must not be powerful enough to prevent the storm. And if he's powerful enough to prevent the storm, then he must not care for me. Maybe God is only a dream. Maybe he doesn't even exist. And so our cries join those of the disciples in the midst of the storm. We cry out, Master, don't you care? Don't you care? Be assured, my beloved, he cares. He's with us right where we are in the midst of the storm. In the midst of the storm, He's with us. And our hope is to trust Him completely and not be overcome by fear. For He can calm the storms of our lives today as He calmed the storms on the sea then and give us His peace. What are the most terrifying storms that you can imagine? For many of us, it would be the death of a loved one. Whether sudden and tragic, as it happens many times, happened in my life when my dad was killed instantly. Or it might be something even more horrible than that, a long, prolonged battle with cancer or other diseases that finally takes a life. Surely sorrow will come to all of us. And when sorrow comes, as it will, Jesus tells us of eternal life. He changes the darkness of death into the bright sunlight of life eternal. Because I live, He said, you shall live also. We may doubt His presence, we may doubt His love, we may doubt His power, but He is with us still. And His nature and name are love. He tells us in new and deeper ways. In the midst of the storm, He tells us of new and deeper ways of the love of God. In the storm of sorrow, Jesus tells us that those we love are not dead, not lost. They've only gone to be with the Father. He gives us a certainty that we shall meet again and be with those that we've loved and lost from our presence for a while. Or is your storm perhaps composed of problems that seem bigger than you could ever handle or cope with? Are your problems such that you're almost overcome with doubts and tension and uncertainty? Are you where you do not know what to do, which way to go? We get there sometime. Then we need to turn to Jesus and ask, Lord, what would you have me to do? It may not happen all at once, but if we wait before Him in His Word and in prayer, if we humbly ask what ask for and submit to His guidance, the way will be made plain, and He will grant His peace in the midst of the storm. Maybe not instantly, but He'll come. Or is your storm composed of anxiety, worry, fear, fretting about the unknown and unknowable future? He can calm these storms as well. The enemy of peace is worry. Worry for ourselves, worry about our unknown future, worry about those we love. But Jesus speaks to us of a Father whose hand will never cause His child a needless tear, and of a love beyond that which neither we nor those we love can ever drift. He tells us, as Paul says, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not life, not death. Not principalities, not powers. Not things present, nor things to come. Not broken bodies, nor broken minds. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And in this storm of anxiety, when we look to Him, He brings us the peace of God and the love of God. Oh yes, storms come. They come into your life and they come into mine. But never doubt that God is with you in the midst of the storm. And He will speak His peace and bring you safely through the storm. For He is greater than any storm that you will ever face in all of your life. Praise be to God. You need not live in fear. You can have His peace, His love, and be assured that you can be more than conquerors through Him who loves you. Thanks be to God. God, our Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that you are greater than any storm that might come our way. And when the storms of life are raging, help us to know, help us to be sure that you are standing with us and grant us your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.